With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
So are we actually recording on your laptop now, Satch? Is that what it is? Is it a laptop or are we using my phone?
Do you know what? It's still a touchy subject.
Dulaki jana hey kon.
Who's Dullah?
Abdullah. That's your new name.
Right.
Because you dull the Barney over your laptop. Last week I was thinking of Barney.
Do you know what? If it weren't for Kedge's fast moves of picking up the laptop and
sorry, I didn't hear that. There was interruption. Say that again, Satch.
Then you know.
If it wasn't for
now, you're missing. Now you got.
Can I just say, I think we should release the footage now.
Oh, the CCTV footage.
Because I think everyone wants to see it.
But I tell you what, it's £180.
I thought it was for the footage.
Well, if we charge everyone £10 for the footage,
If 18 people pay a tenner, then we'll release the footage.
Obviously, in the podcast, we revealed how the water had spilt of the laptop
last week.
And then the owners of Bahara sent us, which I didn't realize was even a thing, like the internal CCTV.
Yeah, I know.
Of the table, and that moment where I'm doing a selfie, oblivious in my own world, making noise, and then you two are just running around.
I think have you still got that video?
Yeah.
I'll stitch it all together.
So you've got a selfie view and then we've got the camera for
I think I'll stitch it all together.
Perfect. Do it. Okay, and we'll put it up there. So by the time the podcast goes out,
if we get 180 quid.
People can see Satchin knocking. We can just relive.
I need 180 quid, that's all I'm saying. Someone needs to pay me 180
quid. If we got that video then sponsored by like protectyourgadget.com, those ones.
I smash.
Oh yeah, that's it, one of them ones. Then, you know, maybe they'll do the work for free. Who's doing your repair work?
Well, it's done now. I've had to pay for it.
Did you go to an uncle on the street who also does iPhone repairs and all that?
No, it's an actual Mac authorized repairer.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, wow. Satch only does legit.
Yeah, he would never do.
No.
Have you ever owned a fake label, Satch?
No.
Kedge, have you? Actually, no point. you got the people in your life who are quite proud of it as well. I know someone in particular.
Yeah.
Who, a minute you go, oh, bro, nice t-shirt. He goes, bro, it's fake. It's from Turkey. Yeah. You know, he wants to tell you.
They want to tell you, yeah.
No, but it wasn't. I didn't go to Apple. It was an authorized Apple
dealer. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. You're getting proper parts.
Dealer. Yeah, no, it's proper.
Proper parts.
I don't know. By the way, so we're not in Bahara. Bahara was last week. That was their restaurant in Brick Lane.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are also, as well as doing that restaurant, they are Grace Entertainments, who are doing the concert.
Is that this weekend?
That is this weekend.
On this Sunday.
So if you are listening to this podcast on the day it comes out, in 2 days' time, we're in Resorts World, Birmingham, with the Queen's Rewind Tour. Alka Yagnik, Kavita Krishnamurti,
Alisha Chinoy. You know what? All of a sudden, my Instagram feed is just warming up with a bit of Anuradha Podwell.
Oh, bring it, Anu.
Just warming it up so nicely. I've had Anuradha Podwell and I've had, who's the other one? Alisha Chinoy.
Anuradha's warming him up.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you just can't get warmed up better than the way Anuradha warms you up with her songs.
I mean, I'd rather have Tommy warm me up.
But. Well, thank you, Sat. That's kind of you. But there is something about those four ladies. Just imagine being just with them.
Oh.
Like after pie. Oh, I hope they're a bit like, you know, like, hey, boys, we're going to all go and have a little sing song in our suite.
If you can give me a little opportunity to just do a little duet, do you know what I mean? Like what, with any one of them. Oh, my God.
What if she says to
me, Dire, I'll sing it with her.
What if Anuradha Podwal or one of them goes to me, hey, Tommy, I like your skinny one. That's that one. Can send him up to my suite.
Mm. Is he from India?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'll take my microphone with me.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I'll have a microphone.
Yeah,
we'd have a little SingStar session up there. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's one of those mini clip-on ones.
It's a secret mic. Yeah. Hidden mic. Well, are they all around the same age?
I think Alicia's younger.
Like, not that much younger.
No, not that much, but she is younger than the others.
Right.
Like, are they, when you say young, like, are they my age? Or are they...
Alicia must be quite old. To be fair, I saw a photo of her the other day.
Their ages, Kedge.
I think Alicia Chinoy is, 50. Would say, 59.
Is that what it says? 59.
And then Anuradha Bodwell is probably a bit is a bit eighties. No.
I always, because obviously a lot of the male stars, they come over.
Anuradha Bodwell 70.
Who else
we got?
Alicia Chennai.
We said that. 59.
Oh yeah, Anuradha Bodwell, Kavita Krishnamurthy, and Alka Yagnik.
Kavita Krishnamurthy is, I reckon, 68. She is 66.
Okay,
All right. And who else?
And then Alka.
Alka is the queen.
But Alka, yeah, and obviously I only saw her a couple of years ago, so she looks about 55.
She's 58.
There you go.
You saw her a few years ago. She
probably
was.
She was 55.
We all saw her a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With when she came with the rewind.
Hold on, Alka Yagni is younger than Alicia Chinoy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they, see, I wonder who they travel with as well, because when, like, Kumar Sanu comes over, he's on his own. Yeah. Udit came with his wife.
Yeah.
Abhijit came with his son. Mm. You know, like, everyone comes with, like...
You know, none of these singers got married.
Oh, no, I swear, Alka came with her daughter, if I don't remember last time.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
And we met her. Yeah. I remember speaking to her backstage.
They turn these little concerts into shopping trips.
Yeah, hold on.
So they come, and they're going to go, right, great, we're going to go here. And then while they're here, they go, oh, we're going to quickly go to Amsterdam or Dublin or New York or Rome or whatever.
I'm so excited for this, Tom.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to sing my heart out. The banger after banger. And it's going to be just so wholesome.
Yeah.
And when you finish on Sunday, I mean, look, if you haven't got tickets, get tickets. Because I just think, you know, you're just, this era of music, it doesn't come around often.
Long.
This is probably going to be one of the last few chances you're going to get to see these people performing live. And I just think it's you will just feel good. You know, there's a certain era of music. Like this week, last week, I saw David Gray. David Gray singing Babylon.
And you're like, Babylon.
Yeah, and you get this era of people who are just...
just love Babylons, innit? You just love Babylon.
I love it. I just absolutely love. And you just think, how lucky are you to be... This Saturday, you will be in the presence of four absolute...
Okay, so I was just...
Masters.
I'm having a little reminder here. Alicia Chinoy's songs. Dera...
That's active.
Shining in.
She's on Kajarare as well.
Kajarare, right? Of course.
Ajakira.
Oh, yeah, banger.
She's on that from the 2006 version.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, them three alone from her, right? She's only going to do, probably, what's she going to do? She's going to do like a half an hour set.
She's going to do Made in India.
Yeah. Made in India.
Love a girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
And then who else is it? Who did we say?
So Anuradha Bodwell, for me, is who I'm really looking forward to, because I think she has got, like, for me, she was the era of tunes, which was absolutely just, it was unbelievable. The songs that she's done, and I just can't wait.
I don't think I know as many Kavita Krishnamurthy songs.
You will.
You will.
You will.
When she starts singing.
Yeah, you will.
When
you will.
She starts singing the songs, you will know all the songs.
Okay, and then obviously Alka is just banger after banger after banger. She's just golden. So it's a proper
good.
I love the nostalgia. Obviously, we're doing this Bollywood Time Machine show, so I'm seeing how much people love the nostalgia. So can't wait. Anyway, my point is, when are we gonna? We're gonna announce the winners of the tickets on the day this podcast comes out
on Thursday. Well, it's not announced. I'm gonna slide into your DMs because you've been commenting on the post. One of you is going to be getting a message from me.
Right. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Can I just say quickly? Say another Bodwell, Ashiki, Dil. And Dileke Mantanahi, Sarjan. That's what I'm saying. Beta, hero, you know, it's just.
Come on, girls, bring it on.
It's going to be brilliant.
Where are we going for the after party, ladies? Let's go. Let's tear it up. We're going
Sunday
to
be, night. I'm going home.
Sunday night.
By the way, my dad wants to come.
Wicked.
My dad wanted to come as well, but I thought I was going to ask you, like, not on the podcast, but, you know, because I didn't want to put you in.
No, you can do it. If he wants to come. Don't worry. Because my dad's going to be there as well. They can have
my dad, they'll love it.
They'll have a little glassy together.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, right?
And what my dad, because my dad came to the last, what was it? I took him to Shreya Ghoshal, I think it was. Mm. And obviously he got the backstage treatment.
Oh, he did. Right? I remember,
And he went, well, because I went, Dad, do you want to go? Because my mum goes, oh, minurande.
That's what my mum would say.
Minurande, right?
Your mum's probably packing for India.
Yeah, she is. She is getting ready for that. Right? Yeah, right. She's packing what? Yeah, for India. Yeah, she's packing. She's got back with a gap.
Yeah.
So my dad goes, well, you know, if it's going to be like last time.
Mm. Oh.
Meaning, no queuing.
With Cage.
Oh, hanging right? at the back.
No,
yeah,
no okay. he drives in. We go straight to the rear car park.
Yeah.
We walk in through security and he has his own whole section to sit in.
Yeah.
Plus there's catering. Yeah. He's like, that I don't mind. I said, yeah, I bet you don't mind
that. Of course
Dad.
You don't mind
I
that.
I bet you don't mind being like,
is he hanging with the boys then?
No, he was chilling on his own.
Oh yeah, we didn't come to that last one.
He was just chilling. And he was quite happy. Then he went off and he goes, it's good because he wants to nip to the loo. There's no thing. He can go to the dressing room, have a little sit down there.
Mm. Yeah.
So anyway, he's coming. If you want to bring your dad, that'd be lovely.
Done.
Satch?
Nah.
What, no,
my dad wouldn't come to that.
It's not his thing.
He's Sachin's dad.
Not for me. Yeah.
Nah, bruv. All them Indians in one place.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
If you're Stormzy, you'd be there.
I'll tell you what, my mum will come though.
All right.
Yeah, my mum will come, for sure.
Then, but I don't know, your mum with my dad and Kenny's dad? I don't know. If something ends up happening, bruv, you know, like, then we're like, oh man,
oh,
we should have. Then all of a sudden, we're all living in the same house.
That is the sideshow on Netflix.
Yeah, Kedji's dad has got it on with Sachin's mum.
Let's not
now
get
they've
into
moved
that.
In. And out of awkwardness, I'm living with them as well now. So, and my dad. And
my God.
They're all house sharing.
Forget the Kardashians.
Okay, would your dad, if your dad won't come to this, would your dad have been at the Trump inauguration?
My dad would have been at
really?
That.
Really? Would he have
yeah,
done?
He would have. Do you know what? He watched it yesterday, the whole thing. Because I was sort of in and out the room when it was happening. It started at about 3:30 or something in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I was just on loads of calls and stuff, so I was sort of half watching it. But him, glued to the telly.
I was glued.
Oh, really?
I didn't think I'd be glued. I put it on. I thought, oh, I'm glued.
What about the part of watching the TV?
It was the campus.
Where did the glue come out from?
I didn't think I'd be glued. I'm glued. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm declaring.
I'm glued.
I'm glued-urati. I am fully glued to
the TV. I was glued. I was absolutely glued. I was just taken in by all of the fanfare, the hoo-ha, and really the who's who of you know, like just spotting all the people there. And it was fascinating.
Bezos was in there a lot.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean,
loads of CEOs.
That
Google
yeah,
mate.
For me, and you know, there's a lot of people. So a lot of people were saying, oh, I'm not watching it, Trump and all that. And I'm like, look, firstly, you can't be like that as a human. You've got to be able to watch everything. It doesn't mean that you endorse it or anything, but you've got to be able to, you know, watch it.
It's going on.
It's happening. So I was watching it and I was literally looking at that back row behind Trump, right? And so you had Elon Musk, right, who owns Twitter, SpaceX, right? And then you had next to him, Tesla. You had Mr. Sundarbai, right, Pichai, who's in charge of Google.
Yep.
Then next to him, you had Bezos.
Yep.
Yep.
Amazon. Then next to him,
TikTok?
Zuckerberg.
TikTok Wallah as well?
TikTok wasn't it?
Yeah, he was.
Zuckerberg. The Chinese fella?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what his name is?
Only because he's come up in two clips this week.
I want you to Google his name only because his name is genius and it will explain a lot of things. This is your early things I learned. Look at the name of the guy. What's his name?
His name is Shuzi Chu.
Okay.
I saw
something fake, so glad I didn't go into that. Let's carry on.
Shuzi Chu.
Shuzi Chu was there.
He's 42 years old.
Yeah.
Harvard.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it could have been
some clever people then.
It could have been
on TikTok.
So the video, quickly, on a quick side note, the video I saw is when they were grilling him about what is TikTok up to.
Right.
And he goes, are you linked to anybody in the Chinese, government? And he went, no, I'm from Singapore.
Yeah.
And he went, have you ever been affiliated with anyone from China? And he went, no. Mm. He goes, please, I'm Singaporean, not Chinese.
Mm.
And one of the comments they say to him, they went, Singapore is a country I've not heard of. What makes
what?
You, yeah, what? The person's grilling him like that. So there's loads of like, and he's you know, he's there like,
was that person American?
What is going on here?
Right.
But yeah.
Is that person
American,
says it all,
yeah. He goes, I've never heard of Singapore. Never heard of Singapore. Can you verify that as a country or something like that?
Wow.
It was
Singapore.
Bonkers.
Wow.
Anyway, he was it.
Yeah,
TikTok, Google, Meta.
TikTok.
Amazon. Everyone.
And they're all lined up there, right? SpaceX and all of that. And then who was the poorest in that lineup, by the way?
Oh. Poorest? Oh, wait, who's not going to most money?
Yeah.
Probably the Google CEO guy because he doesn't own
Mr. Sundarbai, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sundarbai was only worth 1 billion or something like that.
Only.
So he was the poorest one there. Mm. But also, I just thought, you know, whatever you want to say about Trump and, you know, whether you believe in what he's doing and all of that kind of thing, nonsense, and, you know, yeah, fine, he's, you know, he should be in prison, all of that. But don't you think this is going to be, I think this is going to be the most important 4 years of mankind in the history of it, because he has got all of these big tech giants
on side.
On side.
Yeah.
And they're all working together. Now, if he's determined, and like, then I don't know if you guys have watched Elon Musk do his speech afterwards when he addressed the...
We need to talk about that.
Well, we will talk about we'll that. But then he talks about, you know, planting a flag on Mars because he is ready to go there with that. You know, the way Apple... Thingy was there as well, wasn't he? The Apple fella as well. He was there. And they're, you know, the way they're moving on, they're moving on. There he is. There's my boy over there. And the way that he's got all of the tech team on his side. And I just think America are going to run... this world. Can I just quickly tell you, what did Trump do on Saturday? So before he got inaugurated, do you know what he did on Saturday?
No.
Trump decided, so have you heard about meme coins?
Yeah, oh yeah, I know about that. I know what he did.
So he invented his own meme coin.
He launched it, which was
$10. Yeah. $10 for one.
Right.
If you had bought 10,000 of those, I think but on Sunday it was worth $1.4 million.
Each coin,
in total,
you the whole thing, it kind of pretty much immediately became $1 billion coin.
But it's not regulated. It's nothing. It's not on blockchain or anything like that. It's all made up, but yet it's worth that much. And then people started moaning to him, saying, "Well, hold on a minute, you can't do this." He said, "Well, I can." They go, "You can't do this as a president." He goes, "Well, I'm not president yet." And then on top of that, just to wind people up even more, they got Melania to do her own meme coin, which is also flying as well.
Yeah.
Ridiculous amounts, and he owns, I think there's 999 million of these coins now, and he owns all of them.
Yep. So I heard a debate about it because I don't really understand the whole blockchain meme coin.
A blockchain?
So exactly. So basically, it's a network, and it's like you're releasing a digital coin. And there's only so many the number of it.
Yeah,
you normally retain about half of them for yourself, forever, and the rest you're selling, and then it kind of the value goes up, and then when you decide to sell your half and flood the market and put them all out there, the value goes down. So eventually, you can kind of pull the rug out from underneath people, and that's when it crashes.
And every time Elon Musk talks about it, there's a lot of the crypto that goes up. So, and his one is Dogecoin as well. That starts, you know, and he keeps banging on about that. But, you know, in 4 years' time, we might be just, there won't be dollars. I think we might be all just dealing in
maybe,
Trump coins.
Maybe that's all going to change. But anyway, coming back to the Elon Musk.
I still don't know what you're on about.
Right. Yeah. So basically, they're doing digital currency, but you're right. Things are changing. And what that inauguration represented was there's now a massive shift. It's business. It's money. It's doing deals with countries. Reclaiming. It's also cleaning up a lot of the supposed wishy-washiness and openness of life. So, for example, what did he say? That's it. There's now two genders. Male and female.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't mean you can't identify as other things. But that's what you're going to be officially known as.
He's changing
Gulf. You can be who you want to be. But this is what it is. So things like that. Like,
Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
And
that's
now
it.
What they're saying is, this is making Starmer look like he's weak and being all kind of liberal.
This week,
and
Starmer has only just gone, I'm going to put loads of money behind the AI revolution. I'm thinking the AI revolution is gone and dusted, mate. By the time you start to put money behind it, there's countries out there way ahead in this game.
Yeah. But sorry, you watched it all. Did you say
I did watch it all. So like I said, I was glued. I watched it all. I was intrigued. And you know, I saw the awkward kissing that he went and tried to kiss his missus.
The air kisses.
and then he loved it. And he loved it. And he was playing up to the crown. He did it twice. And I just
Do you know why? You know what? Because I've been watching a lot of the conspiracy theories.
Was too big.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? They're not. Do you not know what they're saying?
What?
No. Why it was an air kiss?
Why?
That weren't Melania. That was her double.
Oh.
Right? They're saying because they went, Melania's not stupid. Melania's business. She's gonna in all these places that Trump's got to be, she doesn't necessarily have to be there or want to be there, stood over his shoulder. She's her own woman and she's doing, she's handling her own business.
That is a conspiracy theory.
Was a guy breaking it right down. He goes, look, the chin's different. Look, it's clever that she wore the hat, covered up most of her face. You don't get to see her. But they basically said, they always have doubles. They always, you know, the president has a double. And now the first lady has a double.
Well, then maybe Biden was a double yesterday because I'm telling you, that guy was from another planet.
He was struggling, wasn't he?
He was struggling.
Him
and even Harris as well. You're just looking, you know.
Kamala Harris was bitter.
Yeah, she
Kamala
was
Harris,
very bitter.
You could tell, the desiness of Kamala Harris yesterday
was on her face.
Because it was all on her face. And you know, because us Asians, we really carry it on our face when we're upset.
Yeah.
Or when we're looking. We can't hide it. Yeah. And you could tell it was written all over her face. Yeah. And she was thinking, oh, this guy's made it and I got beaten. And, you know, it must have been, you know, I think it's a bit of an insult. Like, imagine if you're running and you lose to Trump.
And you've lost to almost a playground bully.
And also, have you seen that clip of when he's talking about his son? And I forgot his name. Baron.
Yeah.
And he bigs him up and he went, it was Baron who basically said, because he's a young fella, and he went, it was Baron who said, go on Joe Rogan. Go on all these podcasts where the youth vote will be.
And that's why
he did it. And obviously, you know what happened when he went on Joe Rogan's podcast. It absolutely blew up. They asked Kamala Harris to come on. And Kamala Harris said, well, we're not going to come. You come to me.
Yeah.
And Joe goes, well, that's not how the podcast works.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, well, we can do 20 minutes. And he went, well, no, that's not how the podcast works.
Yeah.
So you've got to come here and
it's
do
3 hours, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just kept umming and ahhing and her team didn't get it. Whereas Trump went and sat there and took ages and it absolutely blew up. And, you know, once you got Elon Musk on your side, you got Joe Rogan, you got, because the game isn't about
the UFC guy. What's his name? Dana White. He's a big boy.
You're right.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Celebs, CEOs, and I think CEOs are the new pop stars. So it's not actually about Beyonce singing on your performance.
No.
It's now they want to go, who? My kids know Musk. They know Bezos. They want to know the TikTok and the guys who own all the Fortnites and all that lot. Those are the heroes.
Musk did something a bit weird though, didn't he?
Go on.
As in that clip, I'm sure everyone's seen it now, where he's apparently he did the Nazi salute.
Yeah.
Can I defend him? Can I defend him?
Yeah, no. I'm just saying apparently because I don't know what it was.
You know what? It's with, again, this society.
Yeah.
I really didn't see it as a Nazi salute.
No,
he's autistic.
Yeah,
he's a little bit excited.
Yeah,
he was you know, like sometimes you're so excited you don't know what
to do. Yeah.
And
no,
he
agree.
Was just like, you know, like you could just tell it. And I think his hand just went from his heart and he just went out there like to say, like, from my heart to you.
Yeah,
but because his hand stayed at that angle.
Don't do that because you might knock over his glass of water.
but because his hand stayed at an angle, it looked like he was doing the Hitler salute.
You're right.
I don't think it was.
No, you're right. So
I just don't think
in this day and age that action comes natural to anybody.
If you see all the masala online, that's what it's saying.
Yeah, the masala.
Right. Yeah. So you're right.
Masala.
All day today. So today's Tuesday. So it happened yesterday. And actually, I listened to it on the radio because I was going to a meeting. It was an evening meeting, so I was driving.
You listened to his whole inauguration on the radio.
Yeah, because I was driving
that is
far
weird.
Away. Why?
That
why?
Is weird.
Why is that weird? What else can I do?
Football, you can listen to the radio. Cricket, I still think it's a bit weird listening on the radio. You don't listen to an inauguration.
Why
you
not?
Watch it.
It's like
what was the description? I mean, the description, because it was annoying me just them describing things that I could see anyway.
Yeah. No, Joe Biden sitting there gormless, ain't got a clue where he is.
It was like, all right, here he is. And, you know, President Trump is now stepping up. Okay. Actually, I'll tell you what they did say. They went, Barron, the son. He's a big lad.
Yeah, big lad.
Because Trump is actually about 6'3". Do you know that?
Yeah. He's a big lad. Big man.
And they said
big
Barron's
man.
About 6'5".
Mm. Oh, wow.
I said this about President Clinton.
Right.
About what Cilla Black said to me about him.
Here we go.
Juice.
So Cilla met him and she said, he shakes your hand, like the right hand, so shake.
Yeah, yeah.
And with his left hand, it went round her waist.
Oh.
And he pressed the lower part of her back, like, you know, the vertebrae of your back.
Yeah.
Like he just kind of does a little.
That is suspect.
Does a bit of that like on that bit.
Oh, hello.
Like just to kind of, I don't know, like kind of hold you, sort of secure you.
Make you feel comfortable.
It's a bit more intimate. But they said, Cilla even said about John Major. She goes, there's something charismatic about these.
That's
presidents.
Not, well.
They're all very
charismatic. It might be charismatic in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He belongs in the Diddy party.
No, well, probably was that, actually. Clinton might have been. But anyway, so.
That's
so
weird, isn't it?
No, but anyway, I listened to the whole thing. So I listened to it and I heard, you know, Trump kind of go say, you know, when he said there is now only two genders, my mouth was open. I was like,
He went there.
To be fair, he goes, no more Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. Gulf of America, it's coming back.
And today, it was on a piece of paper that they released. Like, it was actually written there, Gulf of, I think it was Florida or something. It released some document and it was Gulf of America.
Right, so it's like, bang, bang,
it's
bang.
It's done.
Yeah, so he's getting all out. But So the salute, when I heard about, so this morning, so I didn't see it. And after he was off, Trump was off, I turned it off. I didn't hear anything Elon Musk did, or the radio didn't cover it.
Right.
And but when I heard he'd done a Nazi salute twice, I was really gutted, actually. Yeah. I was like, oh, what are you doing, Elon? Are you trying to be clever? Are you trying to be controversial? The theory's going around.
But he's
around,
a bit of a nutter.
Right. The theory's going like, around.
A lot of people don't like him as well.
He's done that so that we all now talk about the salute and we aren't talking about gender. Trump's issues. We're not talking about Panama.
No. You think he's that clever?
Right. And I'm like,
oh, he's
really?
Very clever.
Why would he do that?
No, but I don't think that's a bit stupid.
But then this afternoon, I saw it.
Yeah.
And I went, no. I'm exactly agreeing with you, Ken.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He is an awkward guy.
He is.
He's an awkward. And you know when he even came out?
That's what I mean. It was cringe. It was horrible.
You know when you're.
No, there was a lot of energy in him, but he didn't know how to get rid of it.
But I'm sorry, you know when you get that excited uncle like, I'm so happy. Yeah. Oh, yes. And we are going to plan. Even, come on.
It gave me Gujarati uncle dancing to Bhangra vibes.
It really did. Yes. Exactly that. I didn't want to say that. That's exactly what I was thinking.
But that's what it was.
But it is.
It's just all over the place.
I remember I was sleeping over at my cousin's house. And actually, it's like a distant second cousin.
What, last night?
No, years ago. I must have been about 12. He was, the cousin who I hanging out with was about 13, 14.
Yeah.
His older brother was 18.
Right.
Super bright.
Right.
He got all A's.
Yeah.
Got all A's in his A-levels. And I was sleeping the other day when he, and I remember him jumping around because he'd got all A's.
Right.
And it was a bit embarrassing.
Right.
It was, and that is what Elon Musk reminded me of. It's that cringy, super bright, nerdy guy who's trying to go, and also, you know, and I'm going to say as well, I see some people hosting events where they go, come on, guys, let's have a good time. Yeah. You know, they're, and they're like, oh, you're just a bit too, you're a bit too desperate.
Hello, London.
You're just, where are the noisy people? Where's noisy people?
Can you do that? Can you do that on the stage?
Oh, please do that. Please do that. Please do that on the weekend.
I think, honestly, thank you to all those kind of hosts out there because you're the reason why I get so many bookings.
there are many a host
because
to do
they
that.
Just do, they've got this desperation.
London! Make some noise.
Why aren't you standing? Everybody standing. And I'm like, oh, God. Sometimes I got a host with those people and I'm like,
stop.
I know where to lie. I remember that. I'm not going to say where it was. Well, it was Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes, outdoor melon. And whoever they put me on with, she went, come on, stand up. You stand up. And I saw the person go, I can't.
Oh.
And I went, oh, let's God. Yeah, like, go she's there. Okay, not you. Everybody else. Stand up. Oh, my God. Anyway.
This is some comedy sketch.
So you're right. So only when I saw it, I actually thought, yep, Elon Musk, you are
awkward.
You're awkward. Yeah. And you've pounded your chest to say yes, excitement, and you've just thrown a hand in the air. Pete is here. Pete, we're in Gunchen's restaurant in Ilford. What's going on now? We said no more food, but okay, ice cream. What's in the little bowl, Pete? You can talk. Go on.
Beetroot halva.
Show me your halva.
I've never had beetroot halva. It's kind of like healthy.
This is the Kulfi ice cream, isn't it?
That was banging.
I'm going to have that now because it's going to start coming up. And you know what's good about all this, Pete? It's good microphone friendly food.
Yeah. So Kedge can eat it without.
So Kedge can eat without one's going to hear ice cream.
So can we talk about, obviously you're talking about excited Asian hosts. Can we talk about just generally Asian people who are excited over the last sort of the weekend because Coldplay had descended on India. And they absolutely smashed it. I don't know if you've seen videos of the concert that they've been at, and you know they gave everyone the wristbands with all the color coordinating lights. And there was that one scene where this guy basically manifested that he wanted to play a Coldplay song, and then Martin calls him on stage, and he starts playing the piano with him, Chris Martin.
Yeah, but who wanted to play?
Some kid did, and then Justine Royale, she was up on stage singing with him as well.
Oh wow!
It just looked incredible. And then obviously he was trying to do his best to like speak in Hindi and in Gujarati and all of this kind of stuff. So like, I think you know what? It was such a quite big epic moment for India to have so many people at a concert. So many, like all of our Bollywood sort of, because for me, sorry. I was quite excited that Shreya Ghoshal was there singing and dancing to Coldplay. You know what I mean? Because like, she's the legend for us.
No, but why is that? I think that's just normal, isn't it?
No, it's normal. I'm not. It's about time that they do these kind of things in India, because obviously there's a massive audience and a massive crowd. But I just think, you know, it was such a big, like, you know, all of the Bollywood singers and all of that were so excited to be at Coldplay's concert.
Yeah, and that annoys me.
Why?
I'll be honest.
I quite like that.
No, And you know what? I'm sorry, Kej. I'm going to say it. These are the things that annoy me about you the most as well. No, because you're going to be like, oh, wow, look, Coldplay, the mighty Coldplay have come and our stars are dancing onto them.
Yeah,
it reminds me of, and I like Ranbir Kapoor, but when Robert De Niro gave a speech, Ranbir Kapoor sat at his feet, right?
What?
Yeah, he sat down on the sofa at his feet, and that was a picture that went out while he was listening to him, Robert De Niro, share his tips on acting, right? Like, oh, but I'm like, no, don't do
you
that.
You don't need to do right? that.
No, you getting all gassed about them in there.
No, you know
what? Coldplay should bloody be there.
Agreed.
And there's 1.5 billion people there who are now 800-900 million of which are all middle class.
I know.
Right? So you got all those people always spending, right? And go on, Pete, say it. Majority of Indian population is very young, right? Exactly. So this is a growing market. Everybody knows this is the place to be. India and China, they're the two like emerging countries are going to be world leaders in the next few years by far. So I'm like, I don't like this whole, oh, we should be grateful that they've come down.
No, I'm not saying we should
down.
Be grateful, but all I'm saying is that it was, it was good to see that, you know, slowly they're recognizing this is the market to be at. Although I thought it was quite funny that there was this one couple who couldn't make it to the Coldplay concert because their cleaner chucked the tickets in the bin.
I heard about that.
And I thought that was quite funny because only in India would that happen.
The Kamwali.
Yeah, the Kamwali, she was cleaning up and she put the tickets in the bin.
And then they were going through the bin. I saw pictures.
There was also...
They're going through the bin to find the...
And then there was also an influencer who went round and I thought, again, what you were talking about, you know, India's population now is very young, is he went round and he was asking everyone, where is Coldplay playing? And they could name the stadium. And then he asked, where is the Mahakumbh happening? And they were like, what's that?
Oh,
and,
really?
And it was just so funny to see all these young people just not having any idea. And there's us, like, getting all excited about the Kumbh Mela last week on the podcast.
Yeah.
But people in India didn't know or had heard what of the Mahakumbh Kumbh Mela or where it was even happening or how often it happens or anything.
Wowzers. Look at how times have changed.
I thought that was funny.
Man, but now, yeah, you're right. And I remember it was Ed Sheeran, again, leading the way. When we were on the radio, he came in because he was going to go to India.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, who's
he
the
gave
guy?
Him some phrases.
Who was, who was Mr. Worldwide? Who was that guy?
Pitbull,
he was there. So that you get more of these pop acts. But that's the way I think it's all going to be. Very soon,
agreed.
It's going to be global tours for all major worldwide artists. Sabrina Carpenter, who I'm a bit weirdly obsessed with. I think her music is really good.
Okay. Like,
and I know I'm the wrong side of everything.
Yeah. Uncle Jimmy. Why are you... Yeah, where's that
bro,
come from?
That Bedchem song. Is it Bedchem?
I'll be honest, I only know Espresso. God. That's it.
Espresso is great. And I even told Sacha about a little remix I want to do with Espresso. You've got to do that for me because I think that's going to go viral. Anyway,
here we go.
Mark my words. I'll put it up on my socials. If you do that mashup for me, remember this. Remember where you heard it first. I came up with a little idea.
Bollywood song?
Huh? Bollywood. No. I tell you, it's with.
No, don't say it.
It's two songs fused together with Espresso.
Ain't gonna go viral.
It'll go viral, bro. I'll pay for it to go viral. No, I have to.
Unless you make a video of you twiddling some knobs and dancing in front of some.
Those videos do exist if you look in the dark web.
Unless you're doing that, then it's not gonna go viral because you need to wear some sort of like mask. You need to have lights behind you.
I probably will need a mask. Because then no one's gonna want to see this uncle head.
So going from Coldplay to something that I've been doing this week that involves the cold.
Ooh. Walking.
Oh my God. I've been walking in the cold. He has been freezing. But lads, and I never thought I'd get into this.
Here we go. He's gonna. Let me guess.
Go on.
That plunging into the cold thing.
Oh man.
Have you really?
Yeah.
This week.
This week. It's been 1 week.
I knew it.
You know? Can I be honest? Okay. Pause.
The boggle button has started.
Pause. You know when girls live together?
Yeah.
Their menstrual cycles sync up.
Yeah.
Have you all synced up?
Our cold plunge cycles. Satch, I did it this week for the first time.
You're joking.
At the David Lloyd.
Same.
I've done it in the past, say, four or five times.
Mm. I've never done it.
I've done cold showers since you were talking about it.
Yeah.
Talked about cold showers a few years ago.
Yeah.
Breathing through your nose. I'm doing more running. So I'm running on the treadmill. I forget every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Drift off.
Yeah.
And then... But a cold plunge I did for the first time this week. Of all the weeks for you to say you're doing
first time I've ever done it.
We are so in sync, babes. We're so in sync, man.
And so, how was it? Was it
first
good?
First time, so today was the fourth time I went in, yeah?
Right.
First time I went in, I went up to about my knees because I was like, I can't go any further.
Oh.
Second time, I went to my waist.
Okay.
Lunchbox was under there.
Yeah. Fell off.
Third time, went up to like sort of my belly button. So I kept on going deeper. Today was the first time all the way in.
Shoulders. Oh.
2.5 minutes.
Well done.
Two and a half minutes.
So it's 8 degrees.
Okay.
The water.
Isn't it cold?
8 to 10.
No, it's colder than that.
There's
bro.
8 to 10. Yeah. What? Straight on the side.
This one felt colder than that. And I went in, so I went all the way down. I went straight to my neck.
Yeah. Mm.
But I was in there for about 30 seconds, and I ain't gonna lie, I had a little bit of a panic.
Okay.
Because it
you
wasn't
got breathe, bro.
No,
breathe.
I didn't. No. That was fine, and I knew that. Yeah. So I was panic. I was fine like that. It wasn't like I wasn't like that panic. It
no,
was
I was
more.
Like that. I
tell
like
you what
that.
It was. Mm. My skin on my legs was like it was splitting.
Oh,
yeah, like on fire.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I mean, this cold plunge in the gym. Yeah. There's no one around.
I might die.
I don't want to pass. I just don't want to pass
You're
out
not
here.
Pass.
I know, but I don't because I'm capable of being a bit being a bit of a wuss, right? So I was like, let me just do it. Let me not think I'm a big man and go straight in with like a minute or whatever. Yeah. But I got it was so wasted on me. When I was about 23 years old, I did a travel show and we went out to Finland, did a sauna for like 90 minutes, that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And then walked out to a frozen lake that had a door, like a little hatch on the top of it. And then went into that and did it all for the camera. Like, But now I wish, oh my God, that would have been such an amazing opportunity.
It would have been,
but this one, you've really got to build up to it.
Oh,
but,
mate,
can I tell you something?
Go on.
I'm not drinking at the moment, obviously. I've got a lot going on. The reason why I was in that kind of in the car driving to that evening meeting, I'm doing some property stuff as well, right?
Yeah. You're busy.
Really busy. I feel I'm training every day. Ked, you'll be proud of me. I've restarted up my running.
Good.
And I'm going to tell you about my baby steps for running. I'm going to share it with you, right?
Yeah. But if you need any tips, let me know.
I will. Yeah, you send me your tip.
Yeah.
And then so I feel focused.
Good.
And I don't know if it's psychological. I feel like I'm just ready to kind of
so do I,
keep
to be fair.
Getting on with things.
So do I.
Mm. See, in that, have we just put that in our head? Is it a placebo thing?
I don't know what it is. But I was proud of myself. Came out 2.5 minutes. I was like, even about 3 weeks ago, if you told me to do that, I'd have told you to probably do one.
Wow.
So here we go.
I've got to say, it's all in the mind. It's a mental thing.
It really is. And I see people in there. And they're almost like they're in a meditative prayer like state.
To be fair, my mate Al was with me and he was with the timer thing. And he was just like, he goes, you got this. He was just, just chatting to me, keeping me going.
What was he doing outside of it?
Incredible for you.
Was he outside?
Yeah, no, because he's a serial plunger. So he's quite good at it. He's in there for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So he, to be fair, it was him that kind of got me into it and goes, just go bit by bit by bit.
Yeah.
Today was the first day.
Okay. And I'm going to say this. Maybe this is the little message of the day. Do things bit by bit. Because sometimes someone listens to this and they'll go, shut up. You know, like, I'm never going to do that. Or I'm not into this. Or when we talk about running or exercise, whatever. My whole thing right now is baby steps.
Okay.
Don't make nobody force you to do, like, come for a mad run. Let's go for a sick workout. I hate those people.
Yeah, agree.
Mm. Right? So even with my working out, right, I want to do it in baby steps. So 3 weeks ago, I told myself, you know what, Tommy? Your running's gone to shit. You know, like, I haven't been running in ages. Right?
Yeah.
It's been cold.
Yeah, you used to do it a lot.
Right? Yeah. Get it back up.
And running.
Yeah. Maybe the cold plunge will help me get it up. Right? And then, so I said, this week, I'm going to do a 1K run three times.
Very good.
And I want to run it in 6 minutes.
Fine.
Okay? Because I thought, then I can do...
That's a decent time.
Right. And I did it. Did it once, did it twice, did it three times.
Mm-hmm.
And actually got it down to about 5 minutes, 30 in the end. Right?
Okay, well, very good.
Week two, 2K
in
12 minutes.
Okay.
Did it in 12 minutes, did it in about 11 minutes 50, 11 minutes 13, and on the last one, 10 minutes 30.
Lovely.
Right? Well under.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm on to 3K.
Yeah.
I did my 3K in under 18, did it in 17 minutes 40, and it's only Tuesday, so I'm yet to do my second and third run this week.
Mm. Wicked.
And I'm just going to build it up slowly.
Baby steps.
Nobody has to know.
No.
They need me to declare. I'm like, and that's the same with everything.
Yep.
Even with my property stuff, with voiceovers, with Bollywood Time Machine, with the podcast, with Sholli, I'm doing this Year Dorsey show. You know what? Let's contact them. Let's make that phone. And I'm like, I like it. I like the fact, I mean, like, I'm in no hurry. No one else can tell you, Jack. So I would encourage everybody. It's never too late to start a New Year's resolution. Just kind of, whatever it is, just take a little step. I'm telling you, it works like that.
I don't know. Maybe you're thinking like this because of this, the whole planetary thing that's happening at the moment.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that why I'm in that mind frame?
Maybe it's an alignment thing.
You know?
It's supposed to be today. We're recording on a Tuesday.
I think 21st.
So yeah. There was
it's over a few days. It's from 21st to 25th.
Where you are in the world.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking
what
at.
Is it? What is it? Because again, remember we said last week, this kind of tied in with the Gummela and all that and what that was about as well, the spiritualness of it all.
How often does this alignment happen?
Like, well, no, this one very is, rarely. This is like 13 million years or something ridiculous.
No, but I hear stuff like that every week.
No. This one is really...
This comet's coming around.
This one is a very rare moment and I think everyone should try and see it if they can. Just look
I saw it the other day.
What?
I saw the alignment.
You can't have seen it yet, Saj.
I saw the alignment.
It's not available yet.
I saw the alignment. It started today. It was on Saturday.
Bro.
I saw the press.
Came out my house.
I got a preview.
No, so they reckon
a lot of stuff in the air.
Without a telescope, you'll be able to see four. Is what they're saying. You'll be able
to see about
Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus. They're going to be Uranus won't be visible.
No, it never is
without a telescope.
Yeah, without two mirrors.
Yeah,
but what? What will you see? Are you going to see four dots? Is that what you look?
Yeah, slightly different colours and you know the way they're going to be aligned. You know you can see them. Just look up. They said the best time in the UK is just after 4 o'clock. So I mean,
in the afternoon.
Yeah. So it's just after sunset. So I mean, it might be worth just checking it out in the next few days. I think Thursday was the original. Was it Thursday or Friday? 25th, whenever that is. When is that? Saturday. That's when we were really going for it and keeping a lookout. But I think just for the next few days, just take this moment in. This is
that's
never
what I think I've
again.
Seen it, Kej, because I looked up the other day.
And no, that was just stars.
No, the skies were clear because it's been freezing. Mm. And I looked around and I was just like, I've never seen that in the sky. I'm sure I saw all of them.
Okay.
You know what? I just only thought. It's how my random tangent brain works.
Go on.
We should do. I don't know what it is, Kej. I think you're going to go with me on this one. I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
The thing of the planets all lining up on the 25th.
Yeah.
And then underneath them, you line up Alka Yagnik, Alisha Chinoy, Kavita Krishnamurti.
This is stupid.
And Anuradha Padwal.
I love that.
Something to do with that.
And then
the
you
stars.
Could be you could be the sun. They all rotate around you.
Yeah, go on.
And the stars.
And you could be a shooting star and just run past.
Yeah, I'll just be
go
Kedgley's Comet.
Kedgley's Comet.
Yeah, and I'll just shoot past and they all line up. Once they all line up, you get the perfect harmony.
Yeah.
I don't mind being a meteor to just smash everything up.
Yeah. Well,
you can't boom.
Just go on it.
Just comes
run
in
and run.
Knocks out Alka Yagnik. What was it? Who was that? Oh, he's a meteor. Sorry.
Meteor
we should have told you. Yeah. He just took her up the Yagnik.
Crashing through.
just smashed her Yagnik from behind.
So them lot are probably all sort of landing soon from India.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to go to India.
Everything's happening.
And your mum and dad.
Mm. Yeah.
My mum and dad.
Your mum and dad. Yeah. Your mum and dad.
Yeah, my mum.
I'm taking them. Musty with the visa, remember?
Yeah.
Musty with the visa.
Yeah, I saw her today.
But I hear that you're getting calls from Relly in India.
Oh, yeah, man. So, yeah, that's what I said to you. I said, all right, I need to talk about India. So this is what happened. So obviously, mum and dad. So I'm living at my mum and dad's. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So little things like my dad's going. You know, while we're away, the bins go out on this because you know he always does.
Oh, because they've got it organised, haven't they? Right. So you have to follow it.
But today I got a full in-depth breakdown of the bins. Right.
When are they actually off?
End of the month.
Oh, like, okay. I should a bit early with a bin chat then.
No, because it's like where are we now? 21st is in the next sort of 10 days.
Yeah, next 10 days.
You've got to get that bin chat early. So he went. You know what you got to realize, Tommy, is they Tuesday morning. So it's today. So right. Mm. So they come, and he goes, you got to pull the bins out of the drive and
that's
onto the pavement slightly.
Yeah, that's right.
He goes because of where we are on the corner of this road. There's a road opposite.
Yeah,
they'll miss you. They'll miss this. He goes, you know, and then what?
Mm.
Then you got bins for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's
a fair point.
You look deadly serious.
No, because Sash. I do that on the Thursday night.
I'm like, it's
Friday.
I'm like, it's fine, Dad. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's fine. You know,
No. Don't just find your dad there. Like, that's important.
That's an important thing.
Don't just find that.
I agree.
Well, I did. I went, yep, fine. Nodded it. And then, but then my mum goes, look, your mama is, you know, like my mum's, it's a cousin brother.
Right.
He's in India.
Mm.
He's got a pair of trousers.
One pair of trousers.
No, he's got several, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's got a pair of trousers. He's a fairly big lad, right?
Mm.
That he bought from England.
Okay.
5-6 years ago.
Right.
Mm. My task was to get onto FaceTime with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a look at the trousers.
Mm.
Right.
And go find them from somewhere. So my mum could then take them to him.
Right.
So I went, well, you know, what size is he?
Yeah.
Get him on FaceTime.
Yep. What's on the label? What's the name?
On the label?
What's the brand?
You have to find the same pair.
Yeah. So, firstly...
Can I just say, I love that. I bet he's of a certain age.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
70 plus.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's exactly my uncle.
I want the same pant.
He won the same pant.
Right.
And I think it was Marks and Spencer.
Right. Bruv, they think it was Marks
always
and Spencer.
Always it's Marks and Spencer.
They love Marks and Spencer.
So you're
Marks
telling me it was a label like worn out then?
Right. No. So, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. Because we went on to... Yeah. So, this is what happened. So, firstly, they hold up...
Yeah.
The corduroy trousers.
Of
the
corduroy.
Corduroy. Dark. Yeah. I don't even know what color to call this. Okay. It was like, it wasn't dark green. Yeah. It wasn't brown.
Yeah.
It was like a moss olive peaty. Okay. I don't know if it's changed over time.
No, yeah, that's the scrubbing from when they've been washing
right.
them.
Yeah, right.
So, colors change.
And obviously, they hold it up. Mm. It looks, look, I'm sorry, I ain't knocking him, bruv. You know, everybody's
No, but it's
it,
fair.
It looked massive.
A fair way.
It looked massive,
okay,
right?
Fine. Yeah.
And my mum goes, he's probably a size, or probably a waist size, 44 to 46.
Yeah, around that.
So I'm like, where can you even get trousers like that? And then I looked at it, and he goes, but the thing he liked about them was that the waistband was elasticated, as well as having a button.
There's always something that they like about it.
And that was, because it gave him a little bit of suspension. It was like
a bit like joggers.
Yeah, but a bit like an overdraft for his stomach. Yeah, you know, like he just had a bit of give. Yeah, he could just dip in and out of it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If the parate are a bit too heavy that day.
Yes.
So, and he holds it up, and I'm looking at it, and you know, obviously it's mass around the waist, and it tapers in, and I think because he liked it, because it wasn't then too long on the leg and all that.
Mm, mm.
I went, all right, so I went, show me the label, right? And I couldn't see the brand, but bro, when you pull the label, I went, hold it still, you're not going to blip, because I said, let me see the size.
Yeah, on FaceTime. Mm.
Bro, I nearly lost my mind.
Why?
They're maternity trousers for women. I lost my shit.
Oh, brilliant.
I was like,
brilliant.
I went, these are not. And then I went, what is it? You know what?
Okay. What did he say?
Let me go get him.
What did he say?
No, he didn't say anything. He was like,
what did he say on the lane? What did you?
Oh, it just, all I saw was maternity wear. Right, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then it had some other information. But as soon as I saw maternity, that's all I needed to see.
Yeah. Oh my
For
God.
For mamas and papas or whatever.
Yeah, well, I couldn't, something you like couldn't that. Make out, because it was Casa Hoya.
That's why it was so
mother
big.
Mother care.
Yeah.
That's why it was so big.
That's why it was so big. And that's why the legs were normal.
Right.
But it suddenly opened up around the dick.
And it was Alaska.
And it had the elastication and his corduroy. And I
was
love
like, that
and I was
about
like,
Asian. Brilliant.
But you know, you're like, wow, how do I tell him? It reminded me, actually, and I will just balance it by saying, just in case this gets back to him and they go, or my mum goes, oh, why did you say that about your mum?
No, that's weird. But we're all from the same, we're all cut from the same, we're all cut from the same maternity wear cloth.
Yeah, she might be like, oh my God. Because she gets at the wedding, word gets out, oh yeah, Tommy was taking a piss out of you because you're wearing women's trousers or whatever. Let me just say.
That's brilliant. Why did no one else know that? That's an invention. Elon Musk needs to make them for men.
Bruv.
Because they're still butler at the bottom, but they're massive.
They can slip on.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And
I mean, they will, you will shift units in Jalandhar.
Because that's the shape.
Yeah.
That's the body shape.
Absolutely.
Nothing in the legs. All
that's
in the
all
dead.
Indians in India.
All in the dead. Yeah. Right, exactly. So then, and it reminded me, Rishi Kapoor told a story. I think I might have said this on the podcast before when we did an in conversation with him.
Right.
And he said that in one of his videos, I wish I could remember which one it was, he's wearing these high waisted black trousers.
Yeah.
And he goes, I didn't realize until when he got back to India. Well, he bought them at a shopping place. Actually, I think it was Dubai. He said he goes, we're in Dubai, early days Dubai. Mm. And they went to a shopping center, bought these trousers, high waisted. They thought they looked really cool. Then he wore them for the video. They're in the film, they're there, cemented in history forever, and they're women's trousers.
Brilliant.
Right? But love I thought, it. Well, if Rishi Kapoor can do it in his heyday,
so
looking amazing,
uncle,
so can uncles. As
maybe
well.
That was it. That was why he was trying to copy.
It's funny that you got, because I'm off to India next month as well.
Yeah,
for a few days. And the one thing that, like, I was speaking to my cousin, you know, obviously standard. What would you want from over here? That kind of thing, trainers. Yeah. You know, get a pair of trainers, whatever. Yeah. Guys, can you get me a top where the neck is covered, like a. And
polo
it was,
neck.
Yeah, he was describing a polo neck.
Oh, do you call it? Is it turtleneck? What's it called? Is that the same
polo
thing?
Polo neck.
What's a turtleneck?
Same thing.
Yeah. I
think same thing.
Yeah, roll
and
neck.
I was, do you know what? I had to think about it because I was like
a Cadbury's milk tray.
Do people still wear them?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that because I used to wear them a lot when I was in my 20s. It was a fashion back then.
He's young.
But
he's
I don't think
20.
People. Yeah, but I don't think. Well, I think it's a fashion thing again for 20-year-olds now.
He was like, I want one of them. And I was just like, I wouldn't even know where
but
to
you're
where
right.
do I
who,
get it from?
Who sells that?
Who get? Yeah.
I'll be honest.
I had one
about a year ago. It's gone missing. So I must have left it somewhere.
Your uncle took it.
It always reminds me of Rick Astley. Do you remember Rick?
Oh, okay.
He loved it.
Never gonna give you up. And I ain't gonna lie, this is the Buddha in me. Roll necks, all of a sudden, look, I'm sitting in my hoodie, right?
That's a nice hoodie.
Thank you. They feel comforting. Roll necks feel Like, yeah. Because you've got no hover going down your neck. You know?
Yeah.
It's practical. It's like,
yeah, it keeps it warm, isn't it? It keeps it essential warm.
Everything's covered. And it's not too thick.
But you're right. Oh, yeah. Where do you get it?
You've got to find it on
trend. When you put it on, you'd have to like fold it down. Do you remember that?
Your head's got to go through the...
Yeah, all good. Thank you.
It's so long.
And it was... So you got a source. Do you know his size?
Yeah, he's probably a small or a medium.
Small or medium.
I'll have to have a look at the item of clothing.
Maybe get him a maternity roll next. see if we can get both of them.
Right, things we watched.
Oh, right. Can I start? Because my thing I watched is something that you've all already seen and I've seen.
Oh.
And I watched it again.
What?
Sholeh.
Oh.
Never seen
Sholeh.
You've never seen Sholeh?
Nah, it's not Satch, my kind of thing. It's not Satch, my kind of
just
thing.
Leave, can you leave... Please leave the Brownload.
It's not my kind
Please
of thing.
Leave the Brownload podcast now.
No, I'd be very...
Stop, no, and do you know what, Kej? No. Don't force it on
Why
me.
Why not?
No. Don't force it on me.
I feel under pressure.
Honestly, I feel under pressure now.
No, Satch, that is horrific.
But why? What makes you think it's not your kind of thing? And
I want to have a go at your dad more.
He ain't watching that shit either.
No, come on, Satch. He's seen it.
He ain't watching that.
Okay.
He's seen it.
My dad ain't watching that. He's worse than me.
Can I tell you something, Satch?
Yeah.
I think it still holds up. I really do think it still holds up as a film. I'll tell you what.
No, I just don't think you're Indian if you haven't seen Sholeh. I mean, what they are? I reckon if you went down any Asian area and you said, "Have you seen the film Sholeh?" Majority, I think 98% of the people say yes.
Yeah.
Satch, I don't think that there's going to be one person who's listening to this now and going, "I've not seen it either." On the podcast.
I've not seen it.
Wow. Well.
And do I want to watch it? Not really.
It was on ITV. So it's still on ITVX catch up thing. You can watch it.
When
for
was
free.
It on ITV?
It was on because this year, as everybody knows, it's 50 years of Sholeh.
Right.
Sholeh came out August 15th, 1975. I am going to be doing a show called Yeer Dosti, which is a celebration of Sholeh. So
wait.
It says, me and my Bollywood Time Machine singers and dancers, if anyone's come to see Time Machine over the country, fun show, great show. We're going to do a celebration.
You got a Basanti lined up? You got a Basanti lined up?
Well, no, because I'm not recreating the film. I did think about
it. I think you should.
No, because that's a different thing.
I think you should just film the whole thing again.
Film what? But no, I think people want to... No, because I don't want to see... Any great film, I don't want to see it redone.
No, agree.
I want to see the film.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas what I want to do is a celebration of the film.
What's Basanti?
Okay. What's Basanti?
No, let's not ruin it for him. If we try and explain
it. No, I'm asking. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's
Basanti Claus?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a Christmas film. and Gobbard comes down the chimney.
Okay.
And he, I don't know.
Right.
Thanks.
That's all right. I'll just add that in.
So what I did was, okay, but let me just say this about the film. Firstly, what's so great about it is they don't muck around. The film gets going within the first 5 minutes because effectively you get Takur saying, "I need these two criminals from
it's a hard start.
Right.
And then bang. You're into the first song.
Right. And now, because I'm older, I realize how Western influenced
it
is.
Oh, it was so Western.
With the, like, because the music.
It was quite, those scenes, like in that rock area. That's how films were, wasn't it? Like, if it was shot in a rock area, you know there's a daku involved.
And there's a steam trains.
Yeah.
And even, I tell you what, the opening shot, it's at a train station. The steam train pulls in.
Yeah.
The camera pans around. They walk through the train station. Continuing shot comes up the other side. I thought, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Right. That is cinematically shot.
Who's there? Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, he's like, you're such a shit you are.
No, Satch. Right? Satch, you can't. This is one thing you're not allowed to take the mickey out.
Okay, sorry.
But if you watch it back,
Sholeh fans.
If anybody from this little chat goes, "Oh, I'll tell you, I'll quickly look up on ITVX. It's free to watch back and all that." Yeah. I hope maybe if you're like me, you'll realize is there's so much in that film that I knew off by heart when I was young that I've just deleted over the years.
Yeah.
And then when I'm watching it, honestly, it's like a whole part of my life is coming back to me.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. You know, is it Asrani's character?
Yes.
I was talking about Elon Musk. He's got a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the actual.
That was
Hitler.
The style, though, wasn't it? There was a few Bollywood actors who used to have that Hitler mustache. Yeah,
but it was done for comedy effect and him tripping over. And then even the way, and obviously, I'm watching the film and going, "Wow, Dharminder and Hema Malini were not together in this film. This is where the romance started." And then Jaya Prada and Namita Bachchan, that's where they got together as well. And I'm like, so when they're checking each other out in the film, They're actually checking each other out.
Oh, naughty.
This went on to become husband and wife.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think all that was mad. It represents so much. And there's so much about the film I forgot. Wow. So
someone
I
got sure laid.
Well,
you're such a shit.
This guy.
You're doing what I do.
This guy.
You're just taking
that. That was a good one. That was good.
Yeah. But Gobber Singh is going to be looking down on you and just, you know, wishing you.
Khan, man. Yeah. Legend. No, he is. Legend.
It's funny you say that though, Tommy, about the memories come back, because that happened to me when I watched Godfather over Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, you know, you miss bits.
Never
of it.
Seen
like,
it.
Yeah. No, you have. Don't be so daft.
Can I be honest?
You never seen it.
Never seen it.
Oh wow. Well, okay. Wow. Interesting. Now,
is it Godfather 1, 2 and 3? That's those.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The guy with the thing. I've never seen the whole
Marlon
film.
Marlon Brando.
Wow. Yeah. Because I love.
It's a long film.
I love Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And those ones, but Godfather always looked a bit dark and a bit slow.
Yeah,
I've
dark,
seen Scarface, I've seen the others, you know.
No, if you've seen Scarface and all that, then you need to see Godfather.
Yeah, and I just think.
And the other one I watched, Untouchables.
Oh, that's great
film as well.
That is so good. So did it? Were there scenes that came back to you then?
Yeah,
when
I was watching both of them, I watched the Untouchables as well, and I was like, both of these films are so sick.
Mm. Yeah.
And you just forget memories from.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Same with Chole. How about this? I'll watch one of those if you do Chole.
That's I'll watch Chole.
Okay. Yeah,
I think if I switch off.
I think you should watch it this year because it's the anniversary.
Watch it in the next 10 days, week or so.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'll try.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
How long is it?
It doesn't matter.
No, you won't realise because you'll get into it and it's just it's
how long
just
is
epic.
It?
Probably 3 hours.
Probably 3 hours, isn't it?
Probably 3 hours.
It's them ones where you should have an intermission. So, you know,
I've been watching Godfather 2 for about 3 weeks now because it's too long.
Yeah.
And you know, I just got to watch 10 minutes, then I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
And I get 10 minutes, I sit down, watch 10 minutes of it, then turn it off. So surely I might get to it by the end of December.
Oh, okay.
December,
yeah.
I might finish
but
it.
But it'll finish watching by its 100th
anniversary. But other things that I have seen this week, I've got to say, and I've loved this, the Honey Singh documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a Netflix documentary about Honey Singh.
Is it about mental breakdown? And all that?
Yeah, honestly, Tommy, it's very dark, but it's very good to see. And you forget again the amount of bangers this guy had. And, you know, he disappeared for a bunch of years that everyone was just like, what's he doing? And you get to hear it from the guy himself. And do you know what? It's very interesting. Okay. About an hour and a half.
Is this the documentary that you also see him just sort of saying how people are so stupid because of the songs he was making and people going crazy for it? Was that?
I've seen that clip.
That's not from that.
Do you warm to him by the end of it, or do you?
I'd like to meet him and speak to him after it.
Amazing.
You get to see the human side of him.
Can I do a little name drop?
Yeah, go on.
Shah Rukh Khan was just talking about Honey Singh while we were not on mic, off mic.
Yeah.
And we were talking about generals. I don't know how he came up.
Shah Rukh Khan really liked Honey Singh, didn't he?
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
And he said, he goes, Yo-Yo is special.
Mm.
He goes, he's a special guy. He is. A special talent.
He is.
And I was like, all right, cool. Because I only knew, it's blue hair, bunny. And I'm like, okay.
When you see what he's done in the documentary, like, do you know what? Hat off to you, man. Like, you're the real deal.
Really
good.
Cool.
Definitely worth a watch. The other thing I saw, because it's been knocking around on the BBC, it came out just after, sort of in the new year, after New Year's Eve, was a Sir Alex documentary by the BBC. Have you seen anyone
say that? No.
Again, it was good. I mean, it's annoying as a Man United fan now because we're nowhere near that. But but it was a lot of his history before he even came to Man United. It was really interesting.
Before he became
the
legend.
It shows you a lot about his character, and I was just like, do you know what, if you're going to watch it just for that, to give it your all and become the best at something, watch it for that.
Do that.
Love that.
Do that.
And actually, one thing I forgot to mention was I did go and see, I went and saw MJ the Musical.
Oh, I'm dying to see that.
Okay, you should.
I thought you went.
No, I haven't been. Oh. I'm dying to go.
While I was there, I thought, oh, this is such a Kedge.
Everyone keeps saying to me, Kedge, you've got to go and see it because it's so good. And I'm like, I'm dying to go. It's like, I need to go.
It is very good. What I will say is, I went and saw Thriller, the musical.
I saw
which
that.
Is just a straight up celebration of Michael
Jackson. I saw that one.
Right. This
is better. Yeah.
This is deeper, darker.
Okay.
Oh. This really.
There's a story in it.
There's a story of his.
The thing for me is that a lot of people who are seeing this have not seen Michael Jackson in real life. And I just think, so that's why there's a part
name
of
drop.
Me that thinks.
Name drop.
You've seen Michael Jackson in real life?
Yeah.
But you went around his house.
Yeah, you know.
Does he play five-a-side football with Kamal Khan?
Kamal Khan and Sago.
Is he from Bushy?
No,
he,
like, as in, like, if you've seen Michael Jackson in real life perform, I just think, I don't know if I want to then go to this and then, you know, kind of just take...
I think, Kej, as an MJ fan, you should come watch
it. Fine.
Yeah. All right. You know what?
I need to chat to someone who's seen Michael Jackson live, and then does this spoil it for them? Because
just go and watch it.
People are saying it's amazing, but that's because they haven't seen Michael Jackson in real life.
But no, it's not going to be that, Kej, is
it? But again, a bit like the Cholet show that I'm saying that we're putting together.
Yeah.
This is not Cholet.
No.
It's a celebration of it.
Okay.
This is not MJ. And actually, when the MJ... guy, the main guy who plays MJ throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I was like, okay, I can see that he looks, you know, 3 out of 10 like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But then it's the voice. And the then movie. Actually, you lose yourself. This is a really bad example. Have you seen Avenue Q? With the puppets.
Oh, yeah,
one of the puppets is, it's a rude Sesame Street.
Yeah, rude. Okay. Right? Rude,
but it's like one of the puppets is a prostitute. Right. You know, one of the puppets is a drug dealer and out of work. Right. You know, but they're all in that same like, hey, how you doing, Frank? Not too bad.
Right.
They're going to go, you know, hey, you're a little bit racist. Well, I guess you're a little bit racist too. You know, they're like, you know, and so they kind of, they're joking about the format. But in that way, you first, when the puppets first come out, people are holding them. You can see the people holding the puppets.
Yeah.
Oh,
right? Okay. They're walking up, but they're wearing all black, so they blend in.
Right.
But as the play goes on, you just sort of stop looking at the people.
Oh, okay.
And what I mean is, you forget that this guy isn't Michael Jackson, but you're thinking about the story and what's going on. So it's a real...
Okay.
It follows basically his... I'm not going to say anything, give anything away, because I would never do that. But it follows more about his mental health journey.
Oh, right. Okay.
And what it was like being that famous.
His documentary's coming... That film's coming out as well, where his nephew's playing Michael Jackson. And it looks quite good. Yeah, coming out this year as well.
And the other thing that I've seen before I wrap up is... and I think Kej has spoken about this on the podcast before.
Is it a Korean documentary?
No.
Is it Filipino?
It's a show called Departure.
Oh.
Archie Punjabi.
Oh, yeah.
Where a plane goes missing.
Where a plane goes missing, yeah.
Brilliant.
Really?
Season one. I haven't seen season two yet. I haven't got onto it yet. But season one.
I think I gave up, though.
What, season one?
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
How many episodes were there?
About six or something.
I think I gave up.
What, season two or season one?
No, season one. I think I gave up. It was all right, and then I gave
up. It was good.
Oh, okay,
I finished
fine.
Season one.
Oh,
really
it was good to see Archie Punjabi in it, because she was really good in it.
Yeah, she's really good at it. And I like those kind of thriller kind of programs.
Yeah, she was good. She was brilliant in it.
Good,
I feel a bit weird saying this, because I wouldn't normally say this.
Go on.
I think I've always had a bit of a crush on Archie Punjabi.
Do you remember when we met her?
Yes, I do. And I remember being a bit nervous.
So was I.
She's
what?
I think I'm with Tommy as well. I think
she's queen like.
Yeah.
Right. You know, okay, I hope
she's brilliant in this show, by the way.
Can I say, okay, I think you can say this without.
I think because I think I fancied her in. When we first, in Bendit or in East of East?
Yeah, but in Bendit, she kind of plays that one of the.
No. For me, it was in East of East.
Oh, East
of
East. Yeah. Because she does a
broomstick. Because she does a dance. Oh.
That She was brilliant. The broomstick dance.
Whatever floats your boat, Kej.
No. But it's something about
brilliant.
But also, when you meet her, she's just
she's got presence.
Yeah, that's what it
never
is.
Matter.
It's like royalty,
and she's very calm.
Yep.
And we met her at a party, and she was very chilled, and she sat down, and she didn't even stand up to talk to us, which I thought was quite, you know, sort of boss-like.
Yeah.
And me and Tommy
because you weren't worth it.
No, I know. Me and Tommy
were
just
hello.
Oh my God, it's Archie Punjabi.
No wonder she didn't stand up.
Is that her name, Archie Punjabi?
Yeah.
It's a brilliant name, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be a stage name.
Yeah, Archie might be. What could it be?
Arjuna.
No, but why Punjabi? You don't know. No, come on. There's no surname that says Punjabi.
Yeah, your name's Kej Alamdabad. So
that's what I mean. All right, fine. So things I've seen, by the way, just wrap it up. Silo, season two just finished. It's brilliant. There's the actors in there as well. I don't know if you've been watching on Apple TV, but season two just finished. That wrapped up. Season two of Severance. Did you ever start watching it?
No, Severance.
Oh, Severance is starting now, so that's just started. It's brilliant.
Is that the one with the memory? No.
Yeah, so they're going to work and they go down the lift. And when they go down the lift, their memory gets wiped and then they work and then they come back up and then the memory comes back again. So it's basically splitting up your work-life balance. Very clever, really well written.
Is that it?
No, there's more to it. I don't want to give anything else away.
It's funny, right? So while I was traveling around the country this week, I thought I'm going to watch something on Apple TV because I want to watch a Crystal. I've got my new Bose headphones.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like going to love it, going to put sound on. I remember when I watched C on the phone on Apple TV.
C was
so beautifully made.
Did you see all the seasons?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Right? Very good.
And I loved
What's it about?
Seeing.
About in the future, man has lost his sight. I know it sounds all sci-fi and weird.
Oh, see. Not as in the sea.
Yeah, no. Not Daria. S-double-E. Oh, okay. Like as in Dekna.
Basically, no one on the planet can see.
Yeah. And they talk about sight like it's legendary.
Right.
And it's just Jason Momoa looking amazing.
Batista.
And some wicked fight scenes and warriors Epic. And battling. Yeah, it's just very good. So, but then I thought, you know what? I'm going to do Severance. And then I saw the posters for Severance on the escalator. I thought, oh, it's a sign. Going to watch it. And then I fell asleep
on the train. Brilliant. It's brilliant. So yeah, I did that. I saw that film as well on Netflix called Carry On, which I thought...
I've seen that.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
What?
Unexpectedly, it was very good. It was with very Bateman good. In it.
I love Bateman.
And what's his name? Sam Egerton?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mate, I love it.
Taron Egerton.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those aeroplane thriller movies.
Aeroplane thriller.
They work.
In an aeroplane, a little bit of a hostage situation, hijacking. And I love that, and it's Christmas time.
There's a new one coming out, right?
Is there?
With, what's his name? Wahlberg.
Oh,
who's it directed by? Directed by someone who was going on, someone famous as well, who was going on about him and saying, oh, you know, he's amazing and all that, but... Oh God! Who directed it?
And also, did anyone have you guys seen the Jerry Springer doc?
Oh no, I want to watch that. It's on my list,
mate.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. The Jerry Springer doc. Yeah, only two episodes, and it's Jerry. Yeah. And
you might go into that tonight.
I've forgotten that Jerry Springer died last year. I did not even know that. Yeah.
What? So the film's called Flight Risk.
Okay.
Right. With Mark Wahlberg, and the director is Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, I was listening to, by the way, I listened to Mel Gibson on Joe Rogan.
Brilliant.
No, not brilliant.
I loved it.
Mel Gibson is straight up boggle.
He's weird, but that's what I liked.
Weird as you like.
But that's what I liked it.
I listened to the whole thing, and I'm going to drift off from Joe Rogan.
Seth likes a bit of boggleness.
The reason why I listened to all of it, he was strange.
He was just his theory. Weird theories on life, Ken.
He comes out with some madness.
About who's real and life's not real. Do you believe that? A COVID vaccine?
Do you know why I liked it? Because it's a different perspective, Tommy. Like, we would never think like that. That's why I think I listened to
it. Yeah, it's
all
the mushroom perspective.
It was something like... I've never heard anyone speak like that.
Yeah.
He goes, whenever I feel under threat, he goes, you know, like, let's say he's out and about.
Yeah.
He goes, he literally starts acting like a boggle person.
But he does that in a few of his films.
Yeah. He's got the little boggleness in him.
Yeah, he's
so,
got
it. Yeah, there you go. Right, things we have learned.
Okay.
What have you got? I'm going to go with a quick... My one was, because last week I couldn't do it because I couldn't find it because you were using my phone to record it on because Satch spilled them. Because you don't know, Satch spilled water on his laptop.
Oh, yeah, of course he did.
Have you heard about that? There's a couple. Actually, I've got a couple of things.
Should I go first then? Why do you look for it?
Okay, no. Smallest country in the world. The smallest country in the world is called... Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's just off the coast of the UK.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's called Sealand, right?
Yeah. That sounds made up.
And Sealand, S-E-A-L-A-N-D.
It's not a country though, is
it? Right, it is. It's got country status. You have to get a visa to go there. Only one person lives there.
Who owns
it? It's a platform in the middle of the ocean. Huh?
No. Who owns it?
It's part of... It's kind of connected to the UK because you can get it... You can get a
boat. Can we go and colonise it?
It's got hotel rooms in there, right?
All right, Trump.
I'm talking like it's a few hundred metres by a few hundred metres. That's it, right? And it's basically... It's a man-made little platform thing in the middle of the sea.
I can build a platform and call it a country?
But you need a special permit to go there. Yeah. Yeah, right? And I think there's certain things that a country needs. It needs a jail. It's got a jail. It's got a place where you can stay. It's got its own
platform.
Kind of system. Yeah. It is a platform in the sea, like a working workman's platform.
It's got a jail in it.
And it's got a jail. And you can go and you can stay in rooms there. And I say we should go.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm serious.
Oh, I'm going to build a house on it.
I think you can go from Southampton. You have to sign all these visa forms and do it all officially.
Okay.
But look it up. Sealand. Is the smallest country in the world. Okay, I will just say this before everyone kind of hammers me for it. It's not recognized by many other nations as a country, but they are a country.
Here we go.
Look, just because people don't recognize, if someone doesn't recognize you as a human, are you not a human?
You are a human.
Right then.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Can I go next?
Go on.
Mine's another quick one, just like Tommy's as well.
Yeah.
And it's a bit crude, but I thought, do you know what?
Oh.
I mean, it is, this is a fact.
Okay.
The average human fights about 14 times a day.
14 times a day.
I knew that would get you thinking. Both of your faces, you've just gone straight into... You're both of your faces have gone straight into the mode. How many times?
I don't... 14's a lot. 14. I don't hit 14.
Yeah, you would.
I don't.
Kedge.
And then I was thinking, do you really? I had to think about that.
I don't. I just... 14's a lot in a day.
But
can you count them tomorrow?
All right, let's do the fart count tomorrow. Guys, on WhatsApp, at 9 o'clock tomorrow, can we have a little count?
And is it, are you talking about a sort of standalone bud or bud that leads to going to the toilet? Like, if you're on the toilet...
No, that's what included. That's what included.
It doesn't matter what the result is. It's just, it could be a little buttly one as well. It just, all I'm saying is...
But if you're sat
from
down...
From the morning, when the moment...
down and then you do more, that's part to the of toilet.
Yes. Part of your quota.
But they're not bud. That's just...
No, it is.
That's just movement. That's traffic.
No. That's what bud is.
That's just getting... No, that's the hover I needed to take the business out.
No, that's trumping. that's Trump's. So yeah, all right,
I had to think about that. I was like, really?
Right, we'll get the Trump counter out for tomorrow.
You know what, bro? It might be more than that.
Tommy is definitely more than that.
From the moment you wake up tomorrow then, boys.
Okay, fine.
Till 9 o'clock at all night.
Right, fine. My one is, have you ever seen a tired squirrel?
Oh.
No, is the answer to that.
They're always energetic.
Exactly. Have you ever seen a sleepy snake? No.
Oh, yeah. Never. The eyes are never nodding off.
But have you ever seen tired humans?
Yeah.
Of course we do.
And tired dogs even. Like, you know, dogs nodding off.
You don't really see tired dogs. But...
You do?
No, you don't see tired dogs.
Oh, you don't see them. They might be at home tired.
Bored. Yeah, but you don't see tired... When you see dogs, they're always chirpy, lively, whatever. Unless, obviously, they get to a certain age. Right? But you only see tired humans. And you know why that is?
We're tired.
Well, we're tired. But that's because, why do we get tired? Because we are the only species to have learned to skip sleep.
What do you mean?
We voluntarily skip sleep and we voluntarily don't get enough sleep. Mm. No other animal knows how to do that.
Oh, they go to sleep when they need to,
right. And then they wake up, and so therefore you will never see any other animal. So therefore, the takeaway this week, everybody, is be more like an animal and don't skip on your sleep.
No, but you know, okay, that's really got me thinking, because you're right. Your body's saying I'm tired, and we'll go, no, I'm going to power through this.
I'm going to watch one more Netflix.
Or go on my phone.
Go on your phone. Doom scrolling.
There are some times in the middle of the afternoon. God, I would never forget. I know I've said it before. Straight after the breakfast show.
Mm. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're sat there in a meeting with some boring manager rambling.
Cage.
On, and I'm like, I cannot. No, it weren't Cage, actually. It was the others. You know it was, right? And you're like, I cannot keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
And we just had breakfast.
And
there are actually.
On my way to that meeting that I told you I was in the car listening to the inauguration, I was so tired.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was driving, so I had to stay alert, right? Yeah. Had a coffee. 6 o'clock in the evening. Well, when it was, I never would have a coffee at that time, right? Exactly. Yeah. Thinking, oh, God's going to mess me up. Because I got to the meeting as well, and I'm there. And I ain't going to lie, the meeting was like with counsellors and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
It was like, they're talking about cars that have been abandoned
in
the area and things like that. And I'm going, I cannot say.
Community leader.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was hard.
But you're right, we power through that. But you're right, a dog would go, I'm just going to go make a little bed in the corner.
These animals will just fall asleep when they need to fall asleep. Yeah, but as humans, we are the only species to have figured this out of how to skip sleep. And we need to stop skipping sleep and actually listen to our body. Go to sleep, get enough sleep, because that is one of the key things to keeping us healthy.
And also on that, you know what I heard this week as well? Ronaldo, obviously, and LeBron James. I heard the LeBron James one.
Yep.
He has two naps a day, in the day.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. He wakes up, they train, they do they do that, they eat some food, they go for the massage, do the chambers and all that kind of stuff, then a nap, then gets up and trains again, then goes another nap, then trains a bit in the evening.
I don't know why humans frown upon other people having a nap as well.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're that person in your family who goes, oh, no, why are you having another nap? Don't be that person. Let them...
No, but hang on a minute. There's a difference between people that nap and are productive, and then there's people that nap and then do nothing. So that's where it's like...
Well, no, but
that just being lazy shit.
Maybe they've just been very tired.
But you can't just be very tired every day. Do something to be tired, innit?
Yeah, they might be.
No, they're not.
I love a nap.
There's a lot of people that nap that don't do anything.
Let's not frown upon nap.
I think if you can't, if you're all napped out, you're all napped out.
No, but people just sleep because they like sleeping. I'm like, that's wrong. You should be doing something.
Maybe.
I think that's very few people actually.
No, there's people that do that.
Growing up, my mum would go like, oh, like, okay, you know, like me and my cousin, Simon. Oh, so you know Simon, right? Mm. You know, we come up, you know, we'd be hanging out on a Saturday or a Sunday. Let's say his mum's out, and we'd have a little nap on the sofa.
Lovely.
I'd do as well.
And that was quite cool. No way would Milo and Logan nap. They would. They'd be like, "Nah, we're going."
Because they're all wired.
And then they're mullered. And then they're wired. They're not waking up
because they're wired into
Logan's,
social media.
Logan said the other day, "He goes, oh, Dad, isn't it weird? I can't get up for school, but I can get up on a weekend to go.
Maybe you and Simon should nap nowadays as well.
Oh no, ask Simon. Loves a nap, even to this day. I do as well.
I love a weekend nap.
Even just 20 minutes on the... Oh, my God, that was the other thing I learned. It's like it's meant to be. I'm going to share it then. Okay, let me get... Napspresso.
Yeah.
Napspresso. Is a term that I've been doing for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
They say you shouldn't nap for more than 20 minutes.
You really like Sabrina Carpenter, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
Just everything...
Oh, espresso. Yeah, yeah. Right? So, No. Nappuccino. That's what they call it because I have it with an espresso.
Right.
So a nappuccino is you have a coffee.
Yeah.
Go and have a sleep.
Yeah.
You should only be sleeping for 20 minutes.
That could,
and actually it takes 20 minutes for caffeine to enter your system. So when you wake up from a nappuccino, you not only got the caffeine hit, but you're rested. You're good to go.
Easy.
Nappuccino. Man, that's the way to go. Please do it. Have the podcast on in your ears. Fall asleep to it. Have a nappuccino
to us.
No, it'll all kind of go in the background. It'll go subliminally.
All right.
We'll relax into it. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. Wicked stuff. Great podcast. Great to hang out with you boys. Great to see you. We're going to reveal the winners on our socials at some point today. So if you're hearing this first thing in the morning, like a lot of people do on a Thursday.
I'll be in touch with the winners.
Yeah, Satch. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Don't message us. We'll message you.
Can we do it like, what's that energy supplier? Like, oh, you're the best you are. Oh, I'm so grateful you gave me a call. You get calls from the customers. Can we get that winners to kind of...
No, you're going to get a message from me.
That's like the lottery winner.
Lottery, yeah. Wow, you like that kind of thing, yeah.
Are you sitting down comfortably? I'd like to inform you that you have won £2 million.
Oh, really, love? Oh, God, that's great. That is awesome.
You're going to get a message from me.
Okay, right, yeah. You get a message from Satch like that. Maybe they can leave us a message back. That's what I was thinking. You know, like when they do a Capital and Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss
where are we going to play it?
I don't know. Yeah, on the podcast.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. But anyway,
Congratulations
if you have one.
Yes.
And for everybody else, we will see you on Saturday in Birmingham Resorts World for the concert and then Sunday in Wembley Ovo Arena as well for the second.
There's still some tickets left, so go get them as well.
Yeah,
if you still
literally a few. So yeah, it will just be a great sing-along one. Just, I'm telling you, get the cheapest tickets you can. Just be there.
Yeah,
be there, hear it, sing-along. You'll be able to see everything.
And let us know if you can be there on Sunday because we'll be there.
Yeah, we often have a little wander around as well. So we'll come out and see you all if we can. All right, until next week. Laters.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.